Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Here's what the guy writes. Listen to this. I never thought I'd come to a time in my lifetime when Big Brother would be watching me 24/7. But then I became a truck driver. Now, we got a lot of truck drivers that listen to this channel, and I bet they can all back it up. Now, whether they will or not by calling the program, anybody's guess. Every minute of every day is monitored by Uncle Sam, who takes care that I can never make a decision for myself based on my circumstances. Because let's face it, I just can't take on that kind of responsibility. There's no way I could decide for myself when I'm going to sleep or rest or drive. After all, I'm just a stupid truck driver. What would I know about such stupid things as sleeping and eating? Unless you own a business, when you hear pundits and politicians drone on about overregulation, the notion probably goes in one ear and out the other. But being a truck driver is similar to owning your own business. So next time you hear your senator or your favorite radio show host decry government regulation and oversight, let me give you an idea of what overregulation looks like on the ground. And then he's got a couple of subtitles here. For truckers, life is about fighting the clocks. For starters, let's talk logs and hours of service. While you're only fighting one clock on your morning commute, that's you people out there. A truck driver is fighting five clocks. Like you, he's fighting real time. You have to be at work by 9 a.m., and he has a 9 o'clock appointment at the local distribution center. It's 8:45, and I-40 is a parking lot. In addition to this, he has four other clocks to worry about. The 8-hour break clock, his 14-hour on-duty not driving clock, the 11-hour on-duty driving clock, and the 70-hour weekly on-duty clock. For simplicity, I will call each of these, the 8, the 14, the 11, and the 70. Now I'll explain what's known in the transportation industry as the hours of service regulations. I didn't know any of this. I knew you guys were regulated. I didn't know it was this bad. The Federal Motor Carrier Administration requires drivers to log everything they do, where they did it, the duration of the task, and when the specific tasks were done. The biggest principle to keep in mind is that when any of the clocks runs out, you can no longer drive legally. Once you start the clock by going on duty, you have 8 hours before you must stop driving and take a 30-minute break. Also, once you start your clock, you have now started a nonstop 14-hour window in which you must get all the driving done you need to for that day. If you get stuck at a shipper for 3 hours, you now only have 10 hours to drive, which brings us to your 11. In any given 14-hour on-duty period, you are only allowed to drive legally for 11 hours within that 14-hour period. In addition, in any 8-day period, you're only allowed to be on duty and not driving and driving for a total of 70 hours, hence your 70. Is that clear to you, citizen? Basically, as I said in the outset, the FMCA, that is Uncle Sam Big Brother, not only wants to know when I'm sleeping, resting, and driving, it tells me when I can sleep, rest, and drive. Did you know any of this?
I had no idea that someone who's so dumb who can't figure out when to go to sleep and when to eat on his own would have such a complex schedule.